Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Just to help our good friend Brian Smith out, I just wanted to make sure we
Brian
get this.
Brian T. Smith.
Yeah, Brian T., then Brian K. I reverted him back today.
Oh, okay. That's
he's
nice.
Back now to Brian, but now he's no longer.
Brian, stay on task.
He's no longer famous, so he's almost famous. That's his new name. Brian, almost famous, K. Smith. That's his new name. Anyway, just for Brian, because he gets into this for whatever reason, I just want to make sure we get this out there for him. Ready? Welcome back. I don't know. He just... I don't know why he doesn't just get the Welcome Back Carter song or something and just play that over and over again. Just loop it. Just keep it going. Folks, you know I'm going to do this DDD on Sim, but I'm not doing it in this initial segment because Robo Producer wants to get some hot chocolate. So I'm going to wait on that and cover a few other things in the meantime, if you don't mind. So, Robo Producer, did you want to... What is that? That's not our normal
jazz,
is it? It's
a little bit different jazz for you, David.
Nah, I don't like that jazz. Nah, I like the other jazz. No, you got to... It's got to be the right jazz. You know, you got to have that feel. You got to, like... Yeah, you know, it's got to be that kind of thing. So what's our where's our regular jazz? You're not going to make up another one, are you?
Oh, yeah. There we go.
That's what I'm talking about. Right here on the David Spoon Experience.
Yeah. Healing that jazz.
It's local.
Yeah.
National
and heavenly
talk.
Ooh, yeah.
I love it. Great. Are you going to get some hot chocolate? Is that what you
want some?
No, I don't, but you can go get some. I want to talk about a couple of things. Let's do a couple of reviews on history. Oh, actually, I'll wait on the history. Well, you like history, huh? So I got to kind of move it. All right. So here's you can go. You can go. For those that don't know, in 1972, President Nixon became the first United States president to visit China. He was the first president to visit China. So for those that didn't know that, I was happened to be alive at that time, like most of you were, and actually kind of remember that whole thing and the excitement that everybody was, wow, you know, we're making that change. No, people aren't as excited. 1995, Steve Fawcett became the first person to cross the Pacific Ocean solo in a balloon. Which is really kind of amazing because I thought across the world in 80 or 88 days or 80 days, whatever, had been out for quite some time. Apparently, I might have been wrong. So I wasn't getting that correct. I don't get everything correct. Also, for those that do not know, and this is kind of the important stuff right here, on this day in 1842. Now, this is the thing that you can tell your friends when you see them tonight, or you can tell your spouse. You can just blurt this out, and this will show an incredible amount of knowledge. This will right here. You just go, did you know today in 1842 they patented the sewing machine? See, you can just say that. And then you're just like, wow. The people will go, how did you know? And it's like, yeah, that's so one of those things. And then for those that don't know, in 1950, the first international pancake race was held in Kansas. See, not a lot of people don't know that. That's kind of an interesting piece right there. But nothing is as good as what I'm about to do.
Wait. Pancake race?
Yeah,
pancakes race?
Yeah, no. So what it does, I guess the bottom line is they put on dresses and aprons, cover their head, and then they run in an S-shaped course carrying a pancake in a skillet, and they got to toss the pancake three times. There you go.
Strangely enough, I want to be a part of that.
That's, I just don't know. I'm not even sure how to respond to that. Let me tell you this, though. I have two pieces that will blow your mind. This, you don't know this, and I got to give you each one. Ready? You got to listen succinctly. It's very important. In 1878, the first telephone book was issued on this day. Listen to this. The next day, the first telephone advertisement salesperson went knocking door to door. The day after that, they invented shutting doors in people's faces. That's how that worked. Is that a great piece?
Nice.
Thank you very much. And then this, and this is the best of all. I've been waiting to do this now. I could get in a little trouble here, so I got to be careful. But this is card reading day. And the card reading day. And card reading day means it's a chance to, you know, for people that are kind of sentimental to go through their cards. Their saved card. They save cards that people have sent them over time.
I only save ones that are like, you know, wedding type ones, milestone birthdays.
Yeah, well, I've saved one that somebody sent to me once. It's a Bible card.
Nice.
Yeah, but it took two verses out of context and then put them kind of side by side.
Not nice.
Yeah, no. The first verse was Judas hung himself, and the second one was go and do likewise. So I was like, not the nicest card in the world. What I really thought was funny, though, was the guy that sent me the card that said Jeremiah the Laminated Prophet. I thought that was pretty funny. Instead of the lamenting. See, it's a laminated. He's laminated. He's laminated. And then last but not least, I just thought I'd bring up this story because this card reading thing reminded me of it. One time I sat through an entire service from a gentleman that came back from an American who went to Germany for a year, came back, preached a sermon, a welcome back sermon, preached the whole sermon, 40 minutes, and told everybody about 9,000 times how important the word in the Bible was for conscience. And so then I had to get up after him and say, did you mean conscience? And have you been in Germany too long?
Apparently there's science for cons.
Yeah, con science. I don't know what that meant, though. It's con science, people. We have to have a clean con science. Oh, okay. All right. Okie dokie. From a political point of view, you should know that Michelle Obama did say this, and this is the first time, by the way.
Oh, my gosh. Wait a minute.
I agree with her. Wait, let me go through the whole thing. Michelle Obama said, young people are knuckleheads. Okay, that's what she said, right? Right? Which the young people voted for her husband in that first term? I totally agree with her. Next. See how we did
Indeed.
That? Indeed. See how you take that story and change it? Yeah. You know,
well like, said, Mrs. I mean, Obama.
That's just right. You're right. I got nothing there. All the people that voted for that first term. Yep, there you go. Okay. I'm just standing by her. That can't be wrong, right? That's terrible. How can you say something like that? I was agreeing with her. How could you get mad at me? You can't get mad at me for that. I do want to say this, and I thought this was an interesting piece. This is something that Professor X sent yet again. And every once in a while, he sends the pieces to the different people in the company. And they're really, many of them are good. Some of them are okay. And some of them, you know, like, really? You got to send that? But every once in a while, he sends the gems. This was the gem he sent today. It's a picture of two birds. And the one bird is looking up and the other bird is looking at the bird looking up. And it's a quote from Albert Einstein. Everybody considers Albert Einstein to be the smartest guy that lived in perhaps ever. I think the smartest guy may have been Solomon, you know, just from a biblical record point of view, or Adam possibly, because he was able to name all the animals and we still use those names. That's pretty good. Thousands of years. That's pretty good. Not too shabby. You know, you still call a dog a dog. Hey, get over it. I'm just saying. Well, they weren't around then. Uh-huh. And then you got the cow. And if the dog wasn't around, what did it do? Did it evolve after man? Just curious how that worked. Anyway, so because that's what would have to happen. It would have to become an amoeba and then meet with another dog amoeba and then be able to create a third dog amoeba. Yeah, right. How stupid.
Doesn't work that way, people.
That's not really how that goes. But here's the thing he sent. There are only two ways to live your life. Ah, this is good. This is a quote from Albert Einstein. This is a Bible or anything. One is though nothing is a miracle, the other as if everything is a miracle. And it's like, that's a great saying. It's a great statement because people that have a really, people that have that really negative and there's nothing great and there's nothing good and so on and so forth. And you know what they always say when you say, well, you could be a little cheerier, Eeyore. You could work on it. And you know what they always say? I'm just being realistic. That's the out that people use. And actually, what we really want to say back to you is, no, you're just being a bummer. That's what you're being. You're
not going to lie. I've got caught in that trap many times.
Yeah, you get it. And we all get in those moods. And it's not a matter of whether it ever happens to you. It's a matter of living in that. Just staying there and camping out and building a house in that. Okay? When you build a house in that, you're a bummer to be around. And it's like, look, if you don't want to be around you,
nobody does.
Nobody wants to be around you. So come on. I mean, is nothing a miracle or is everything a miracle? I'd go with everything. I mean, which would you choose? Everything or nothing? Everything. Everything. To me, every moment of every day is a miracle because every heartbeat that God has granted us is yet another miracle of his compassion. So for me, everything is a miracle. I don't really have a
any second. Nobody knows.
Yeah. And everybody could terminate every second. Nobody knows. It's, oh, we understand Bible prophecy. You missed them the first time around. I don't know why everybody thinks they got it nailed down the second time. But okay.
You know, it's funny that you know everybody talks about you know as far as the prophecy thing goes, and you can be I guess headed in the right direction with guesses and whatnot. But no one, it's going to be like a thief in the night. No one is going to see it coming.
Yeah, it's the one thing I would say about eschatology that people do not teach that I would prefer them to teach with it is this. And then when Jesus said, "I've told you these things so that when they come to pass, you may understand." And it's right. Like when it happens, you're gonna go, "Oh, I get it now." It's like, "Oh yeah, of course, there you go." That's what I just wish they'd teach that with it, because then that would kind of bring it all together. But whatever, even if your eschatology is different or whatever, it doesn't matter. Hey, I'm a companion to all those that fear the Lord.
That's just fear the Lord and be ready now. That's what you gotta do.
That's what King David said. I'm a companion to all those that fear the Lord. Come on. Absolutely. Because when they start shooting people who are Christians, your best friend's gonna be that denominational different person.
It's kind of funny because a lot of people think that's not going to happen.
Oh, well. What? Want a bet?
Yeah,
that's what I want to say. Want a bet? Yeah, just about. Okay. All right, we got a break. We'll take out. We'll come back into our DDD. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We're coming right back.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Time slows to an ocean breeze at the Hotel Del Coronado with days your children will recall years from now when they return with their own kids. The Hotel Del Coronado, time to be together. For details, please visit HotelDel.com or call 800-HOTEL-DEL.
Here's today's market update with KPRZ financial editor, certified financial planner Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Good afternoon, friends. I'm Marty Schneider. Here's today's Wall Street Report. The U.S. stock market closed in the red ink on Friday as a bunch of negative information on the economy drove the market lower. The Dow was down 30 points at 16,103. The NASDAQ composite down 5 points today at 4,263 on the high techs. And the S&P down about 4 points at 1836. All three of the major indexes a little bit lower on this Friday. I want to remind you, my friends, if you don't have your own long-term retirement income strategies in place, that's exactly the kind of work that I can help you with right here in my Mission Valley offices. IRAs, Roth IRAs, rollovers, 401ks, Social Security issues, long-term care issues, helping you to put it all together in a strategy to make sure that your paycheck lasts as long as you do. Give me a call for a free consultation with me at 800-727-PLAN. That's the news for the day. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your free visit, 800-727-PLAN, 800-727-7526.
Alim is 5 years old, and the African village where she lives is the only world she knows other than the world of fear and loss. Tonight, she hides in the brush behind her family's shack, which is home. She hears the distant sound of marching feet heading toward her village. As they get closer and closer, the village erupts in a mad panic. She wonders if her father is the next who'll be whisked away into a life of slavery. She shakes with fear, but stays hidden. Then she sees the soldiers taking her father away. No, she wants to scream. Not my daddy, no! She watches her father fade into the distance and wonders if she'll ever see him again. She cries. Will you help? Christian Solidarity International rescues slaves and returns them to their families. $50 frees a slave. Call now, please. 888-676-5700. 888-676-5700. Or go to kprz.com.
Dear friends, we are here to say goodbye to Joey and Doll, giving them eternal rest in their favorite wood, a pine box.
Pine? We love pine.
No, don't eat the casket. Oh, what the hay? Give me a piece of that.
It's true. Termites love wood. your wood.
Hi, this is Sue Freeze, the termite lady from Ecola. Fortunately, our inspectors know how to find and eliminate termites before they eat your home. By using family-friendly, pet-friendly methods, you won't hear termites talking or singing ever again when Ecola's around. Right now, new customers get $100 off any termite work. So call us for a free home estimate, 877-332-BUGS. That's 877-332-BUGS.
Hey, don't listen to her. She's not nice to termites.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. 877-332-BUGS.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You're probably sitting there thinking, what's the deal with the show? Listen up, you'll find out. Let's check the weather. It's beautiful. Let's check the traffic. It's not. Okay, that's good to know. Let's see, California, Friday, after 3, freeways. If you can't go, I can't help you any more from that. If you want to reach the show, by the way, it's a simple way to do it. You can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. You can go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. And you can also follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because, my handle. This segment brought to you by Tarik and iBuyTerm.com. Which, by the way, I just talked to somebody today about buying term life insurance through Tarik. That's going to be coordinated. And the reason is, the same reason that I feel it's really kind of important is, if something does happen, you hope nothing happens, but you and I and everybody around us, we don't know what the plan is in 30 seconds. We are geniuses in the past. We are morons for the future. I mean, let's just, come on. But the bottom line on that is, that term life insurance, which if you're in your 40s, if you're in your 40s and 50s, it's probably like 45 to 50, 55 bucks for about 50 grand. I mean, that's kind of where it shakes out. The bottom line is it creates an opportunity to give you a sense of peace if something does happen. And I talked to my wife about it. We were kind of reviewing our own materials and thinking of doing an add-on too, because it's just one of those things. I don't want her to go through a lot of stuff. I mean, she's been my bestest. The last thing that I want, if I get to dance on Streets of Gold before her, the last thing I want her doing is having to immediately have to start pulling double shifts. I mean, it's crazy. So here's what it is. You go to iBuyTerm.com is where you want to go. 619-344-2727. 619-344-2727. But the iBuyTerm.com website will blast you through everything in about 15 minutes. That's pretty solid. iBuyTerm.com. Say hi to Tarik. Okay. Are we ready? We're ready to do the big one, huh?
Ooh. It is time.
I might not have any friends. Well, I don't have any friends. No.
I don't know what it means, but you got me.
Yeah, okay. I appreciate that. And by the way, I'll be at Bobby and Tony Lee's event tomorrow. And
The Lee sisters and brother, they're all together.
Yeah. Yeah, David Lee's going to be there. And I get to give away the big prizes. That's the thing I like about when they send me to events and they say, "Will you go do this? Will you go do this?" What am I doing? I get to thank the sponsors, which is like no problem. And then I get to give away all the goodies.
Any secret sauce prizes this time around?
I can't tell you, but I can tell you one thing. In the very beginning, everybody in the audience is going to be absolutely quiet as I speak a few words and a few numbers. Let's just say there's a 5 in there and some zeros. We'll see what happens. Anyway,
bingo.
I'm not going to tell you. Anyway, let's do this DDD. Now, I got to get to the certain point before we do the certain thing. So it's one of those that you got to kind of walk with me. And it's not going to be easy, so we're going to take this segment a little longer, make up the time later. Here's what it is. 2 Samuel 22, verse 24b. Remember when I told you about verses, A is the first part of a verse, B is a second, C is a third, D is a fourth. And so they're all different parts
of verses. Something I just learned for the first time when you said it.
Okay, well, that's the key. So when you get into a scripture and you read it, and if you ever see that marking, it's because it's where it is in the segue of the scripture. 2 Samuel 22, 24b, here's what David said, second part of what he had to say. He said, "And I kept myself," watch this is going to this is gonna, people are gonna freak out. And I kept myself from my iniquity. Are you thinking, what? What? And I kept myself from my iniquity, David said. Now, what the word is that I want to emphasize at this particular point is the my. And I kept myself from my iniquity. Let's just nail this down so that there's no weirdness going on at any particular time. We all have sin from our sinful nature. We are all sinners. We're all engulfed in sin, and sin is what separates us from God, and everybody has sinned except for Jesus Christ, which is why when he died, it was a judicial catastrophe because he didn't sin, so he shouldn't have died. And because he did die, there was an opportunity for a recompense for what he went through. That's really the bottom line, okay? So what we have is we all sin. Each one of us is a sinner. But each one of us has something else that we don't often acknowledge, and that is we all individually gravitate to some particular sins. All right? You can't, you go, oh, no. Oh, yes, you do. And I'm going to show you in Scripture where that is. But here's the bottom line. We gravitate to particular sins. Now, one person gravitates one place, another person gravitates to another place. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 says this, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge cloud of witness to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, and especially the sin that so hinders our progress. And you want to know what that besetting sin is? It's the one you thought of when I said the word besetting sin. That's the one it is. You want to know which one it is? The one that just popped into your mind. Oh, that. Yep, that. And it's like, you don't have to tell me. I don't want to know. You don't have to defend it. God knows. No mystery is going on. What David says, though, is an interesting statement, and I want to show you this is going to blow your mind. He said, I keep myself from my iniquity, and you can see in Hebrews chapter 2, we all have iniquity, but we gravitate to particular sins. In Hebrews 12:1, it talks about the besetting sin. You know which one it is. It's the one that's connected to you every time you think of it. Now watch. Watch this. This is going to ruin a lot of things. Sorry, I can't help you. Genesis chapter 4, verse 7. If you do, this is what God said to Cain. If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must master it. Now, let me explain this to you. Sin is sitting right outside our door. It wants us. Sin is not just a concept. It can also be seen as an entity. It's hungry. It likes to be fed. It's like somebody, it's like a black hole that you throw stuff in, and it's never enough for sin. It wants more. It wants more. Now look at what God said to Cain. He said, sin is crouching at your door. Sin is right there by you, buddy, and it desires to have you. It has a hunger. It wants to feed on you. And here's the key to understanding that. It wants to feed, and when we give in to sin, where do you think the connection comes in to Satan having an in our lives? It's through sin. So sin is this. It's kind of like a black hole that never gets fed and never gets filled, so to speak, and that connection point to the enemy gives the enemy space and territory to attack us and to do things against because we're sinners. And it's not just a theory, it's an entity. And you got to get a handle on this. And I'm going to show you what the scripture says. And at the very end of it, we got a little clip for you that will really help you understand. Romans chapter 6, verse 11 through 14. Let me read this and just explain it real quickly. It says this, in the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires. See, sin has desires. Do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer the parts of your body to him as instruments of righteousness, for sin shall not be your master, because you are not under the law, but under grace. That sin that you struggle with does not own you. It's a trespasser, and it retains no squatter rights because of the redemption of Jesus Christ. When you give in to that sin, that besetting sin, you give in. When you give in to that sin, it's a choice. Don't do
don't
it.
Don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
Ooh. Don't do it. Yeah, see that? Set that whole, like that? The bottom line, people don't realize, that's an entity. Now, I'm a pass break and we'll fix it all together, but listen to this. That word instrument that says, where it says, don't be an instrument of wickedness, but instead be an instrument of righteousness, that word in the Greek can also be translated weapon. And that was very fascinating. So then if you reread it and you go, as weapons of wickedness or as weapons of righteousness.
Well, don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
That's it. So you don't have to do it. Sin is trespassing, and we're letting it stick around. Jesus already cleared the territory, and sin breaks through the fence, goes on the other side of the fence, and tries to camp out and doesn't say anything to us for a while until it gets squatter rights. Don't do it. Get it? Good. That's sin. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, I got to tell you something that happened with Levi. It's pretty funny.
We had to rest. Don't you cry no more.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
My name is Frank St. John. I am a resident at Genesis Recovery. The morning of August 12, 2013, I got on my knees and asked God to help. 3 hours later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, broken, ready to surrender my life to God. By the grace of God, I am able to see my children today to share my testimony with them.
My name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Genesis Recovery San Diego is a ministry of the Rock Church. Christ is the focal point of our 12-step recovery process. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
Genesis Recovery is here to serve those who are enslaved by drugs and alcohol. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, or for more information on how you can help, please call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319 or go to genesisrecoverysandiego.com. Genesis Recovery San Diego, setting captives free in Jesus' name.
I'm Mia Hamm, 2-time Olympic gold medalist in women's soccer.
I'm 6-time Major League All-Star Nomar Garcia-Parra.
Being a professional athlete requires years of hard work in order to be the best in your field. So when my husband Nomar and I wanted solar panels for our house, we searched for a company dedicated to being the best in their field too.
Our only choice was Varango Solar, the gold standard in solar energy with over 10,000 residential installations.
Varango has a zero-down solar program. You never pay for the panels, just the power they generate at a lower rate than your electric company charged. They're truly the only solar company we'd ever put our names on.
Everyone thinks there must be a catch, but we're actual customers and there is no catch. Varango really treated us like family. We even asked Varango to install panels on my mom's house. Call Varango today and see how much you'll save.
Call Varango Solar at 800-856-6700. 800-856-6700. 800-856-6700.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
Join KPRZ at the 9th Annual One-Day Women's Conference, The Power of Freedom, presented by the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrive and Financial, hosted by Bobby and Tony Lee of Daily Disciples Ministries, Saturday, February 22nd at Brown Chapel in Point Loma Nazarene University. Hear inspiring speakers including Dan Cohen, local CBS news anchor, and his wife, Paige Cohen. The Power of Freedom Women's Conference is an event filled with inspiration and fellowship. Tickets are only $25, including lunch. Group discounts available. Tickets are on sale now at KPRZ.com.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
My name is Frank St. John. I am a resident at Genesis Recovery. The morning of August 12, 2013, I got on my knees and asked God to help. 3 hours later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, broken, ready to surrender my life to God. By the grace of God, I am able to see my children today to share my testimony with them.
My name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the Executive Director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Genesis Recovery San Diego is a ministry of the Rock Church. Christ is the focal point of our 12-step recovery process. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
Genesis Recovery is here to serve those who are enslaved by drugs and alcohol. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, or for more information on how you can help, please call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319 or go to GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. Genesis Recovery San Diego, setting captives free in Jesus' name.
I'm Mia Hamm, 2-time Olympic gold medalist in women's soccer.
I'm 6-time Major League All-Star, Nomar Garcia-Parra.
Being a professional athlete requires years of hard work in order to be the best in your field. So when my husband Nomar and I wanted solar panels for our house, we searched for a company dedicated to being the best in their field too.
Our only choice was Varango Solar, the gold standard in solar energy with over 10,000 residential installations.
Varango has a zero-down solar program. You never pay for the panels, just the power they generate at a lower rate than your electric company charged. They're truly the only solar company we'd ever put our names on.
Everyone thinks there must be a catch, but we're actual customers and there is no catch. Varango really treated us like family. We even asked Varango to install panels on my mom's house. Call Varango today and see how much you'll save.
Call Varango Solar at 800-856-6700. 800-856-6700. 800-856-6700.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
Join KPRZ at the 9th Annual One-Day Women's Conference, The Power of Freedom, presented by the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrivent Financial, hosted by Bobby and Tony Lee of Daily Disciples Ministries, Saturday, February 22nd at Brown Chapel in Point Loma Nazarene University. Hear inspiring speakers including Dan Cohen, local CBS news anchor, and his wife, Paige Cohen. The Power of Freedom Women's Conference is an event filled with inspiration and fellowship. Tickets are only $25, including lunch. Group discounts available. Tickets are on sale now at KPRZ.com.
Planet Shakers Awakening 2014 is coming to San Diego this March. With founders and lead pastors of Planet Shakers, Russell and Sam Evans, lead pastor and founder of Cornerstone Church, Sergio Della Mora, and the world-renowned Planet Shakers band, you do not want to miss out on what will be an incredible event. Join us March 7th to 8th, 2014 at Cornerstone Church. Early bird registrations ends Friday, February 28th, so register online today at planetshakers.com.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he called. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, creatures of all ages and sizes. Oh, my goodness. Let me just tell you. I want to tell you a story that happened last night. Last night. I don't haven't been talking about Levi as much. One of the reasons is he's been sick. Not anything. He just hasn't been doing anything. He's been sick. So, I mean, there's not a lot to tell. So, last night, we're sitting there. The wife and I were sleeping, and it is 4 in the morning. And the dog gets off the bed, and we're like, oh, making noise. Okay. Comes back on. We're waiting. We turn, like, you know how you turn and then you kind of face each other?
Yeah.
The dog is in between the two of us with his head on a separate pillow. Sleeping like
someone's
we were.
Someone's moving on up in the world.
I mean, he goes from the end of the bed somehow, which is, the end of the bed's fine. He was sleeping like a person with his head on the pillow in between the wife and I. And we're like going, what is he doing? It's like the dog's thinking, yeah, I can get into this. This is cool. Right? I mean, it's like, how funny is that to turn? And, you know, you kind of only looking a little bit out of half your eye or whatever just to be like, and there's the dog sleeping like a human, like a human being. Like, how does he do this? Like, how does... I think perhaps our parenting skills need some sharpening.
Just a bit.
I don't know. I'm not sure what to say
about
that.
What would be scarier is if you woke up and he was there and you were on the end of the bed?
You know, if that happens, I am only going to blame you. There's nobody else I'm blaming.
I'll take full accountability. No, that's fine. You're the only person. Priceless.
Okay. That's all I'm saying. It's like, come on. That's incredible. Is that a classic?
That's a classic story.
All right. So here's what we do. We got like 2 minutes. What do we got? Like 2 minutes or what do
yeah,
I got?
Yeah, 2 minutes.
All right. So here's a quick DDD. Super, super easy. Acts chapter 26, verse 8. Acts chapter 26, verse 8. This is something that Paul said in his defense when he was talking to Agrippa and he was talking to the whole, I think it was when Festus was doing that with Agrippa and Bernice, but I got to think of that through. And if I got the names wrong, I'm sorry. But this is what he said, and this is the thing that I asked myself once I read this. It says this: why is it considered incredible by any of you that God raises the dead? And then I thought, what an interesting question to ask people. Why is it considered incredible by any of you that God raises the dead? And then you know what I wrote for a note next to that? Yeah, why? Why do we consider it incredible that God, who creates the universe, who not only creates the universe, he gives life and breath to all of us, and continually allows the sun to rise or rotate as it rotates. Let's just say it from a scientific element. And he continually allows the planet, which is at a perfect 23-degree element from the moon. If it goes out of that rotation, we burn it. We're gone. It's over, right? It's in a perfect rotation, perfectly set up. Why are we surprised that he could raise the dead since he's the creator of life? Why does it even shock us? We should be more like, the Lord can do it. The Lord can do it. He can do that. He can change this circumstance. He can do whatever he wants. He's God. That's the whole point. And when you operate in faith like that, you operate with God at full capacity. So instead of running 50% of the engines with God, run them to maximum. Run your engines to maximum. Do you like that? Little Star Trek reference right there? Come on. Not bad. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I've done this entire segment standing up right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, an amazing thought. Do not miss this next section.
A friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The La Jolla Gateway team of Thrivent Financial is proud to sponsor KPRZ Stewardship Academy and their free, no-obligation workshops held at churches all over San Diego County. Topics include college planning, social security, and retirement strategies.
The college planning workshop includes funding strategies, everybody's favorite, the FAFSA, and how to navigate the college-bound process. This workshop is presented by a former Premier League soccer player.
All right!
No, you won't learn how to score goals on the soccer field, but you will learn how to set and accomplish goals for college planning.
These no-obligation workshops are everywhere. Parkway Hills Church in Chula Vista, Redeemer by the Sea in Carlsbad, and at host churches in La Mesa, Claremont Mesa, and Coronado. So now, today, right now, call Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227 or visit kprz.com to learn more about free KPRZ Stewardship Academy workshops.
Sponsored by the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrivent Financial.
Nice!
Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. Over 34 years of integrity with God's love. We all want safety in life. Well, it should be most important when it comes to our retirement money. IRAs, 401ks, or any money we want to protect. Most people have lost some money in their retirement accounts due to stock market decline. But now in retirement, you can't afford to lose money again. And you won't with my product. Get like stock market growth without the risk of going backwards ever again due to stock market decline. And now get guaranteed interest growth, and anytime you want your money, you can start taking it out. Preferably over 59 and a half. Currently, the product is paying 14% guaranteed over the next 10 years. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. You pay no commission and you can't go backwards ever again due to stock market decline. Your retirement account is safe. Let's move it today. Love you all and God bless. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. Rates subject to change. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old enough, he will not depart from it.
at Ascension Lutheran Children's Center. That's their philosophy. Here's what Donna has to say about Ascension Lutheran Children's Center.
There have been so many wonderful experiences for my daughter. I'm always impressed with the new things she learns each day, and I really appreciate that Ascension Lutheran includes Christian teachings as part of their curriculum. I would definitely recommend Ascension Lutheran.
Ascension Lutheran, conveniently located in Allied Gardens between Mission Valley and East County, offers full or part-time as well as after-school care for children up to the age of 12. Right now, if you call and mention KPRZ, Ascension Lutheran will give you half off your first week's tuition. So whether it's your child, your grandchild, or a friend, now is a great time to call. We all know how important a Christian education is for our child, and the first few years help build their foundation for the rest of their lives. Call Ascension Lutheran Children's Center today, 619-582-2699.
Hi, Mark Larson here from my friends at Kaminsky Design and Remodeling. Time to think about a future remodel. You've been thinking one day, and like a better kitchen, this could be the day. Great time to think about it now and call my friends at Kaminsky Design and Remodeling, 888-301-7815. They are so good. The workmanship is unsurpassed. Their integrity is right up there on top. Everything first class without busting your budget. Talk to them, meet with them, and think about it. Dream about it when you're sitting around with grandma and her visiting relatives, and ooh boy, next time we can make this beautiful. They will help you do that. Voted best kitchen remodeler 4 years in a row by San Diego Union's best list. Give them a call. Kaminsky Design and Remodeling. You know what they say on TV.
Call us today, okay?
888-301-7815. 888-301-7815.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Don't forget about the Power of Freedom with Bobby and Tony Lee, taking place tomorrow. If you've not gotten your tickets, you need to do something right away. Go to kprz.com, get that taken care of. You don't want to miss this. And I've got a chance to give away some prizes while I'm there, so I appreciate that. This segment brought to you by Genesis Recovery and our good friend Tommy Hawthorne over at Genesis Recovery, helping guys one step at a time through a full process of having a life recovery, breaking the bondage that comes from drugs and alcohol. If you want to be a person that prays for them, if you want to be a person that sponsors somebody, if you know somebody that needs their help, they're tied to the Rock Church, you know, they're well-connected in the community, you call 619-797-7319. That's 619-797-7319. Or go to GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. Actually, we're going to be doing a couple of things, and I'm going to actually have Tommy in next week. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things that are going on. I got to go through some of these stories a little rapidly. I don't have to say all rapidly. There's a big article out today. Do Christians care if Noah movie jibes with the Bible? That's the question that was asked. Guess what the answer is to that question, Robo Producer. Here's the question. Do Christians care if the movie is accurate or jibes with the Bible? What's your gut feeling?
My gut feeling on that, just judging other movies that I've seen come out, is yes, they care.
That is correct. They did a review. 98% are dissatisfied with Bible-themed movies that stray away from the Bible.
I mean, I'll tell you my initial reaction when I found out the movie was coming out. I was like, oh, cool, movie about the story of Noah. Oh, look, cool, Russell Crowe. And then the next thought through my head was, how are they going to mess it up?
Yeah, well, you know, because it's all climate degradation because, you know, don't forget those diesel engines. Don't forget.
Tons of diesel engines back in
those
days.
They had all those diesel engines running at the same place at the same time. How do you think they had all those big, tall skyscrapers and airplanes and stuff back then?
Well, how do you think they got the animals from one place to the next? They put them all in a semi and shipped them off to the yard.
Absolutely. After they built the train. It's just like, okay. And then overpopulation because, that happened. It's like, okay. So they're taking two themes that aren't even working there, and they were just, it was obvious. Every thought from every man, every person was wicked and evilness all the time. God goes, that's enough of that. Well, that's enough. And see, for people who say, oh, well, God can't do. God can do what he wants. See, this is the one thing people keep forgetting. He's God. If you don't like it, go argue with him. Go tell him.
Tell us how that works.
Yeah, tell us how it comes out with you. I think with Jacob, it worked out really great. How's that limp? See, therein lies an issue.
Well, that's what kind of annoys me. People will, you know, especially that aren't maybe a dedicated Christian or don't know too much about the Bible, they'll, you know, maybe they're a new Christian. They go, they see the movie, and they take it as gospel truth, and that's just wrong.
You got to be careful there. All right, now here's something we're going to do. I only have like two minutes or 3 minutes?
2.5, sir.
Okay, so in the last segment, I'm going to do something a little different, but I wanted to give you this top 10 list. Top 10 game show hosts.
Nice. And I
like that.
I have a couple I hope are on there.
Okay. Now, this is game show host. So we got to kind of do
it.
And the last one is going to surprise you, but I think it's kind of an honorary title. Number 10, Regis Philbin for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Number 9, Gary Moore for To Tell the Truth, which, by the way, that's a classic. Number 8, Pat Sajak for Wheel of Fortune. Number 7, Dick Clark for Pyramid. Number 6, Bob Eubanks for The Newlywed Game. Number 5, Alex Trebek for Jeopardy. Number 4, Monty Hall for Let's Make a Deal. That guy was funny. Number 3, Richard Dawson for Family Feud. Well, again, I'm telling you. Number 2, Bob Barker for The Price is Right. Ready for number 1? Okay, number 1, a little surprise, because I did not know this.
I'm hoping.
You're probably going to be wrong. Number 1, Johnny Carson for Who Do You Trust?
Oh, man. I think good pick, but not what I was going to pick.
Yeah, see, because it's tough, because you can't argue. It's like, okay.
Let's see if you remember this.
Big bucks, no whammies, stop!
Stop it, oh.
Is that Press Your Luck? Is that the...
Press Your Luck with Peter Tamarkin.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Probably didn't make quite the Monty Hall, Bob Barker kind of status. Maybe just shy.
I loved it. I thought it was great.
But missed it by
that much.
That's great. Great stuff. All right. So we're going to exit, come back, and got a unique exit for the weekend. Do not go anywhere. You're really going to like it. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Time slows to an ocean breeze at the Hotel Del Coronado with days your children will recall years from now when they return with their own kids. The Hotel Del Coronado, time to be together. For details, please visit HotelDel.com or call 800-HOTEL-DEL.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? 9-Year Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
We will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
9-Year Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
Hi, I'm Larry Ruff, president of 9-Year Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now. 800-211-3377.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD. 800-211-3377. 800-211-3377.
You hear Jesus saying, as the Father sent me, so I send you. But how do you follow Jesus into the mission field? A, by a 747 jet plane? B, by a travel agency? Or C, go on an E3 expedition? Although I can't hear your answers, I'm hoping that you picked E3 Expeditions. E3 Expeditions has opened the way for thousands of people just like you to share the good news of Jesus Christ all around the world. E3 Expeditions helps with travel arrangements, fundraising, and training for amazing, life-changing mission expeditions. From Africa to Asia, people just like you are changing the world on a 10-day E3 Expedition. The good news of Jesus Christ, E3 Expeditions, and you. To learn how you, yes, you, can go on an amazing mission expedition, go to e3expeditions.org today. If you can spare 10 days, you can change the world. Choose E3 Expeditions. The only thing missing is you. e3expeditions.org.
Join
KPRZ at the 9th Annual One Day Women's Conference, The Power of Freedom, presented by the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrivent Financial, hosted by Bobby and Tony Lee of Daily Disciples Ministries, Saturday, February 22nd at Brown Chapel in Point Loma Nazarene University. Hear inspiring speakers including Dan Cohen, local CBS news anchor, and his wife, Paige Cohen. The Power of Freedom Women's Conference is an event filled with inspiration and fellowship. Tickets are only $25, including lunch. Group discounts available. Tickets are on sale now at KPRZ.com.
I'm Mike McClenahan, senior pastor of Solana Beach Presbyterian Church, inviting you to volunteer with us for Community Serve Day, February 23rd. That Sunday, we will not have services on campus because we will be out in the community on 80 different sites, serving our neighbors and lending helping hands, a lot of helping hands. To register for Community Serve Day, visit us online at solanapress.org. That's solanapress.org.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Stop at home, man.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Just want to tell you right now, I'm looking out. It's a beautiful day. Just beautiful.
Looks like building to partly building.
Yeah, no, it's actually a beautiful day. And the traffic doesn't look terrible, but you just know by the time I get on the freeway,
it's going to stink.
Everybody's just going to go, you know, and then it's like, okay, yeah, okay.
I love that sound effect.
Okay. Anyway, also, if you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. You didn't realize I was a sound effect.
I did not.
Or sound affected.
You're affected already.
Or I'm affected. Okay. I got a really, one of the shortest scriptures. It's one of the shorter passages in scripture, or one of the shortest DDDs, I should say. Let me pull that back because there's several scriptures that are shorter. This is another section of a scripture. But when I read it, I was like, you know, it's about time we just say this. And this is one of those simple things. And this is what I want to leave you with as you're going into the weekend so that your brain maybe chews on it, thinks about it, and considers it. 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 31a. 31a. 2 Samuel 22, 31a. All right? Ready for this? This is going to be, watch how simple we get on this one. Tell me how far and how deep you think we're going to go. Ready? As for God, his way is blameless. Okay, right? Ready, set, go. Ready? It's not God's fault. That's pretty much the whole DDD, because here's what it says. The scripture says, as for God, his way is blameless. Now, one thing that I have really seen in my own life, especially since I did the DDD and we talked about it, was the whole idea that when Job went through his process, he did really good for those first two chapters, and then the next so many chapters, 30 chapters or so, he really didn't do so good. And the Bible says that in all of this, that Job justified himself rather than God. And I just think that for all of us, We walk, we try to understand it, we grasp it. There's a sense where we do get it. I think people act a little more confident than they are. I'm pretty solid in my faith. I'm pretty comfortable. I tons and tons and tons of room to grow. But there's times where I operate and I am quick to blame God, or even sometimes quick to blame Satan, and it's got nothing to do with God or Satan. Maybe the light bulb went out. And so it's like there's that part of me that needs to be constantly reminded, hey, the Lord's way is perfect, and how he does it is perfect, and how it comes about from him is perfect. That does not mean I'm entitled to understand it all. There are secret things belongeth unto the Lord in Deuteronomy 29. I think there's a part of me that thinks, yes, but I want to know. And the fact is, Job didn't even really know what was going on, even though God was bragging about him. Hey, consider my servant Job. Hey, is he great or what? He won't curse me. It's awesome. And Satan's like, oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? Well, let's do this to him, and let's do this to him, and then we'll see. And God's like going, you're on, dude. And it's like, then the bet was on. And God won, because in that bet, that's how it went. That's how it went. And God won. That was it. But then Job justified himself. So even though he did really, really good, he just kind of went that one step more and just didn't leave it. And that's when you get into the problem, or you go, but I've been such a good Christian, Lord. I'm not as bad as so many other Christians, and I shouldn't have this happen to me. Where? It's like, look, you get to breathe every day. You're lucky. That's it. You know, I will say, and I give this up to the author. He did. I read this one book, and the one time he said the funniest thing. And maybe you can remember this. You know, the only people who aren't complaining, and then the author talks about this. He pointed to a cemetery. It's like, hey, listen, those are the people that are not complaining. It's like,
I think we all complain sometimes.
Yeah, I think we do, and we blame the Lord. And hey, the Lord, he's blameless. And the bottom line is, it would be better for us if we could relax and enjoy the ride. More than anything else. Yeah, more than anything else. But man, eternal. And with the bestest friend ever. Hey, hey. Okay, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're taking a 70-hour break. Then we'll come back for more insanity with Spoonanity. And for those of you, I will see some of you tomorrow at the Power of Freedom. Speak the real,